On today's episode of the podcast, we're going to meet a couple of clients. We're going to get into why those clients come to us in the first place, I hope. And we're going to get back into some woo-woo, and we're going to get back into some fucking cursing, obviously, because I know you've missed me. I've been away. Did you notice? Let's talk about that.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
Why do they come? I guess I'm probably seeing myself as a bit of a self-proclaimed veteran PT now that I've lasted beyond the first couple of years in the industry. And I say in the industry because there was a very definite break in the business, in my business, and you know, business isn't easy. I expected it before I got into the game. I say expected because I didn't know. How could I know? I mean, after all, I'd never been in business, and you don't know what you don't know, and you'll never know until you do it, experience it, you know, go through a thing. What does it actually mean to go through a thing? There's, I guess, a question to debate over there. I mean, do you go through a thing physically? Do you go through a thing mentally? Do you go through a thing spiritually? Emotionally? Are emotions physical? Emotions are feelings, right? And feelings are our conscious awareness of the vibration that we are in. We're a walking mass of energy. And we're vibrating on a certain frequency. Visible to others as a bag of skin filled with blood, bones, and some other pretty cool stuff. Okay, I'm right back in with the woo-woo shit, aren't I? Did you actually notice I took a podcast break last week? Did you notice? If you're a regular listener, then you might have, and if you're not, and if you didn't, well, it's no biggie, but I did skip a week, and I was, truth be told, feeling a bit awkward about it, because when I started this podcast, I committed to one podcast a week for 12 months to see how it would go. Now, on average, I know I've done more, but I haven't missed a week. Last week was the first week I've missed, but I was busy. And when it came to like making notes and prepping for this one, I just wasn't there. I just wasn't feeling it. And I left it. And leaving it felt right. Yes, it felt awkward because I technically went back on my word to myself. But I didn't want to force one out, you know? Nobody likes squeezing one out. Never ends well. Anyways, we're here, we're back, so it's all good. Not awkward anymore, apart from if you're squeezing one out. Not feeling weird. And back to feelings, because I think that's what I was talking about a minute ago. You know, feelings are known to us as emotional. But emotions are definitely beyond physical feeling. And, you know, this is a debate that I've been having with Linda, who works alongside me. Now, it's a healthy debate, of course. Ultimately, in the end, we both know I'll obviously be right, and we will just accept the natural order there. A lot of my work from the onset of my extensive 4-year career so far as a fully qualified PT has centered around mindset. Something you're not taught on your fully qualified level 3 PT course. Something you're not taught in school. I mean, why would anyone think it's important for any of us to start to try and understand the mind? Our mind. It's not like it's responsible for every fucking thing you ever see, hear, smell, taste, or touch through your entire time on this planet. And I don't think it was coincidental that, you know, I started to talk specifically about the importance of the mind from the very start of my coaching journey, because it went hand in hand. And that was given, you know, that I was going through my own personal mind-centered awakening, I guess, when I was doing my qualifications, in inverted commas. Working through my own shit too, all right? And the thing about working through your own shit is you're never actually done. There is so much shit. We carry so much, don't we? each time you reach that place that you wanted to get to, you've actually grown some. And that growth causes you to ask more questions and thus deal with more shit. Questions bring answers though. And I love asking clients questions. I love asking clients questions in an effort to see if they are willing to shift perspective, to shift a belief, to challenge a thought process. Because everything is belief. Everything is a belief. And change for you, for a client, for anyone, it only happens. Change only happens when you change. Change only happens when you do. And the only change we can really, truly make is that of our perspective around something. And perspective is fucking massive. So massive, in fact, that it could be the very reason why you're doing what you're doing right now. You know, it's why you're in the job you're in. Driving the car you drive. The body you have. The relationship you're in, or not. Perspective is our view on something. It's also our view on who we are. Who we are at an identity level. So, identity and the image that we hold of ourselves in our mind shaped the very foundations of my coaching practice from the beginning. And I'm proud of that. Fucking proud of it. And what a blessing that it did. Because I recognized something that not many people were picking up on. And you know what? Still aren't. And that is that your self-image, your identity, is why you come to me. When you look at the reasons why a client goes to a PT, you know, you'll most likely find answers like fucking usual stuff of weight loss and, oh, I want to tone a muscle, or I want to, you know, tone these bits here, and I want to gain a bit of muscle. You know, I want to get fitter. I want to feel better, look better, or to pay to be placed on a piece of cardio equipment and not really giving a fuck about beyond the session. Is that a little bitchy? Perhaps. But I've been called a little bitch, so if the shoe fits and all that. But in all seriousness, this isn't actually a podcast that deals with the attitude of coaches. At least not much yet anyway. Really only my attitude. And hey, you know, it's like the tide. Comes and goes, hoes. But any of those answers that I mentioned are really surface level. You know, weight loss, toning, gaining muscle, getting fitter, feeling better, looking better. Surface level shit. And I'm going to specifically discuss the ones relevant to me and my clients. Why just those? Because that's where I have the most anecdotal experience. So yeah, I'm going to try and stay in my lane a little today, snowflakes. Clients come to me generally wanting to lose weight. Look better, feel better. Gain more confidence. Pretty much those few things. And like I said, I see those as surface level reasons. Important, but still surface level. They're surface level because they're the effect of something much bigger. You know, excess weight is by and large the result of eating too much and not moving enough. Looking better, also mainly linked to carrying excess weight or excess weight in specific areas. Feeling better and increased confidence normally relates to mood, so emotions. Like I said though, they're all effects, all results, not causes. So simply changing how you train or how you eat treats the symptoms and not the causes. And hey, do not shoot the messenger here, but the late Dr. John Sarno goes to absolute town on physicians and medical practitioners, GPs, etc., treating symptoms and not causes. I'm not knocking the GPs, I'm not knocking the medical practitioners, I'm not knocking the physicians, these aren't my words, but what he's talked about was treating the symptoms and not the causes, and treating them with unnecessary and expensive medication and medical procedures. Why? Fucking money. And as I see it, my perspective, my view, my belief is that a client comes to me, the majority of the time it's because of an emotional attachment to a past incident, event, person, or all of the aforementioned. And at times, in plural. And that is and has been governing their choices. You see, our emotions drive our choices. We think, feel, and then act. That act brings a result. And when it comes to clients seeking the support of a PT, that is physical change. Seeing physical change and feeling physical change. Shifting their perspective on who they are at the time they came to us for support. And the only way we know why a client has sought our support is if we ask questions. Because questions allow us to understand. They allow us to gather information, and information and data matters. But not all the information that we receive from clients is analyzed, let alone understood. And I know there are fuck nuggets out there right now who won't like me because I talk about mindset, because I'm not a psychologist, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not this or I'm not that. Well, you know what? They can continue to focus their energy and attention on what I'm not. And that means that I can focus my energy and attention on what I am. What am I? I am helping people. I'm a space creator. Not a space invader, a space creator. I see my role as a coach as someone whose duty it is to create a safe place for clients to step into. And I'm not talking about a physical environment here. So not like a place. I'm talking about a safe space for clients to step into on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, familial, and financial levels. You see, for me, those are the, what is that, six areas of our life that we value the most, that we focus on the most. So me just focusing on fucking physical change with clients is leaving a massive fucking gap in the life they lead. And yes, I said financial in there. Why am I interested in money and clients? Is that not just what your man Dr. Sarno had a huge issue with? Well, actually, no, it's the opposite for me. It is the opposite. And it's quite simple, really, because one of the biggest causes of weight gain is choices brought on by and as a direct result of stress. And what's one of the biggest causes of stress in the majority of the population? Fucking money, or lack of. So money is important for clients. We value money and what money brings. This month in our coaching programs, we actually decided to run an entire month-long coaching series around money beliefs, you know, money perspectives, saving money, investing money, understanding money, utilize money, being comfortable with money. Because if I want our clients to thrive in all areas of their life, which I do, then I've got to be able to help them in those areas, not just say that they should do these things or that, you know, this should be a goal for them. Because to me, if I'm able to help them in those areas, then that's trying to improve their well-being. The buzzword, that well-being, I think, well, it's maybe 2 years now. I suppose we can say we took a break for a year in the fitness industry because of the pandemic. But yeah, well-being, buzzword there. And just saying, you know, go and get a better job or something like your health is the best investment you'll make isn't really doing any people any favors. How much stress is money causing in your life? How much worry? How much fear maybe? You know, and especially again, I mentioned the pandemic, especially for people who went through the pandemic and didn't come out of it good. You know what? There'll always be something though. Beliefs and perspectives around money are hugely relevant to clients because they start to help us create a picture of where a client has been influenced in the past. And most of that influence stems from childhood. We grow up learning the way things are meant to be. A set of rules, instructions, agreed beliefs, fucking behaviors, not just with money, but with lots of things, mostly from adults in our lives. Money is actually an easy one to start with because it's normally not overly painful when we go back to childhood experiences, certainly not as painful as it would have been for, you know, people 100 years ago, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. But understanding that we actually have developed beliefs around money allow us to see that we have created beliefs around our physical appearance and that of others, our mental or intellectual ability and that of others, beliefs around family, around spirituality, around emotions. And it's that last one where I see the biggest impact, because emotions run through all of the other five values I mentioned. Emotions connect them all. They're, you know, emotions are like the glue that holds those values together, but they're also the fucking dynamite in there because they can completely blow worlds apart. And emotions are felt by the physical body, but originate in the mind. There is 100% the mind-body connection with emotions. And that mind-body connection, for me, it's fascinating when it comes to trying to help a client understand why they are where they are and why they are here with us on their journey. And answers lead you to some form of temporary satisfaction until you realize that you gotta go and find more answers. So let's look at a couple of, let's say, hypothetical clients, and more importantly, let's go inside their head. Again, hypothetically, of course. So say we'll have client number one, all right? We'll call this client Jenny. And here's a potential conversation that might be going on inside of Jenny's head. It's like, you know, I fucking hate gyms. Hate them. Fit fuckers everywhere. Now, obviously, Jenny curses as much in her head as I do. And she's going on with this aggressive conversation in there about how she'll never step foot inside gyms, and or she'll never go back in there again, full of arrogant wankers wearing activewear, you know. And that's just a man. But genuinely, honestly, on an emotional level, thinking that she doesn't fit in, never fit in. It's not her. Doesn't know what to do, doesn't look right, she doesn't feel right, she doesn't feel comfortable, she sees herself as not a gym goer. She has that identity already, and you know that they make her uncomfortable, and it's like, fuck that, pass me the wine, pass me the Doritos. Yet at the same time, Jenny knows that she needs support. She needs someone to help her, someone to be accountable to. She's also thinking, perhaps, that I want to do this at home for now, until I'm a bit fitter, until I'm a bit stronger, a bit healthier, looking better, feeling better. But she doesn't know who to fucking listen to. There's so much choice out there, so many experts. She doesn't want to waste her time or waste her money. And the worst thing that she could actually do is listen to herself at that point. It's why this conversation is taking place in the first place. Years listening to herself, being right. But look, you know, I get where Jenny is at. And the fitness industry is so fucking loud. There's way too much shared information out there now. Not too much information, too much shared information. That I know how Jenny feels, and she feels completely overwhelmed. And doesn't know where to start. Now, if Jenny's smart, she's going to jump on one of our free Love Yourself weeks that we run a few times a year, if she's open to that change, especially if she's a beginner. And no, I don't have a link for it, because the time of this episode, we're actually running one for another few months. So, that's Jenny. Fuck. Jenny's got a few things going on in her head. Then, let's meet another one, like hypothetical client number two. Again, hypothetical, these clients don't exist. And well, seeing as this is a podcast and it's being broadcast thanks to the wonders of the internet, then I get to call this Karen. Oh, I'm gonna give away there. Client, I'm gonna call her Karen. Because we're on the internet. You get it? Now Karen wants to change lots of things, particularly her body shape, right? And the thought of stepping into a gym, commercial gym, whatever, full of fucking young fit people, turns her right off. Like, she gets seriously pissed off, like most internet Karens do, probably. And she's over 40 years old, and, you know, she's maybe spent the best part of 20 years caring for her kids and didn't really make herself a priority. Thought it was selfish. Sounded familiar yet? Well, it should, because Karen is like most moms. And that's okay, Karen. You know, if you're Karen, that's okay. But she knows that she needs to change. She wants to change. She wants to do something for herself, be proud of herself when she looks in the mirror. Not just of her shape, not just of who she sees, but who she is. And Karen is actually pretty fucking honest. She's become a little ashamed of herself, embarrassed, covering up her body with layers, showing skin. Big no-no for Karen, because why? You know, people look at her when she's in the gym. Why are people fucking looking at me, she's thinking. Am I too old to be in here? Am I too big? Am I too stupid? I obviously don't fit in. You know, they have muscle, nice legs, peachy bums. I've got rolls and wobbly bits, and my bingo wings. And actually, looking down, I have a fucking Nutella stain on my white t-shirt. At least I hope it's Nutella. And I've no idea what I'm doing. You know what? You know where Karen's going? Karen's going to the treadmill. Karen's going to cross trainer. See if bet, she reckons. Okay, but everyone's still watching her. They're watching her again. Her heart's pounding. She's sweating like fuck, and she hasn't even got to the machines yet. She feels sick. She thinks, you know what? 10 minutes in here, that's enough. I'll be done. I'll maybe come back at a different time next week. But the thing with both those clients is that they're going through so much more than just needing to exercise. It's why we do what we do inside VF, and I'm fucking proud of that. It's more than food and fitness. Until next time, fuckers, have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.